The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host,
take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thank you, Todd. He's so sweet. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and on this show, I get to interview people that I want to interview. Do you understand? So today, I get to interview someone named Rachel Campos Duffy. Maybe you've heard of her, maybe you haven't, but today, you're going to hear her story, and you're going to learn that she has a new children's book out. Rachel Campos Duffy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me on.
I've watched you from afar, not in a creepy way, but I watched you from afar, and I've said, this is a woman of faith. This is a woman of great American values. You've got a lot of kids. You've got a great story. I would love to have you on the program, and here you are.
Listen, and this is the most beautiful studio in all of New York.
So I know, isn't it?
You are blessed.
It's incredible. I painted this myself. It's incredible. Man, I'm still trying to get the gold out of my hair. You have written a children's book. Is this your first children's book?
It is my first children's book. But it's such a personal thing. It's such a personal book that it was a joy to write.
Okay, maybe people don't know this, but I wrote many children's books before I even had a kid. And people were like, why did you write children's books? You have 8 kids before you wrote your first children's book.
Yes.
First of all, 8 kids. What's with that?
8 kids, one on the way. I'm due in October with number 9.
Are you Catholic?
I know. Catholic or Mormon. There's only 2 choices.
No, seriously. Yeah. I joke around. I said it to you before. Nothing thrills me more than when people say, you know, we're having our 7th or 8th or 9th. It's so spectacular. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you got to have a great husband, obviously.
I do. I have the best husband in the world. The proof that I married the right guys. I'm from Arizona, and I was willing to move to Wisconsin, where it's cold in the winter, to be with him because he's that great.
And to bear his 9 kids.
And to bear his 9 kids. Absolutely.
You know what? I predict this marriage is going to last.
I do too. Yeah. I have no doubt.
I just have a sense.
Do you know that I met on a reality TV show?
I read that. Yeah. I didn't want to believe that, but
it's true. It's true. So when people say you can't find true love on a reality TV show, it's not true. In fact, the very first moment we ever met is captured on film because obviously
really?
We met on TV. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I met my wife in a restaurant and there were no video cameras. okay, let me ask you because, again, people know some of your story. First of all, people would have seen you mainly on Fox News, I guess.
Now, yeah, but I think there's a certain generation, people between, you know, in their 40s and 50s who knew me from my MTV days, which
right.
is where I met Sean.
I didn't watch MTV. After they took Prince off.
You're like, I'm done.
And Cyndi Lauper, I think I said, I'm done with MTV. So I didn't know this about you until I read your bio. I was surprised. So tell us, I mean, you are now known, sort of as a conservative pundit.
Sure.
But you have this whole other background. So you grew up in Arizona, Army brat.
Air Force brat.
Air Force brat. I meant military brat.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay. But you grew up, and when did you decide that you were going to be on a reality show? That's just crazy stuff.
It is kind of crazy. So when I was in my final year of Arizona State University, where I was majoring in economics, I saw an ad on TV, and that's how MTV used to do it, because there was no internet. So there was an ad on it. I was watching MTV with my friends. They said, hey, we're looking for someone for kids to audition for this spot on this new reality TV show. It was very new back then. There's only been two other seasons of it.
Right.
I applied. Little did I know, 45,000 other young people across the country applied. 45,000. They picked seven. And I was one of the seven, and I was moved from my conservative Catholic family in Arizona to San Francisco to live in a house. And this was really the height of, I mean, it was as PC in San Francisco in 1993 as it was, you know, as it is now. And so I live with all these people who were very different than myself. And I had my life filmed for 6 months on this 24/7.
What was the name of the show?
The Real World.
Well, of course, most of us have heard of The Real World.
Right.
But I didn't realize that that's where you entered the media. That's hilarious.
That's how I entered. And by the way, while I was on that show, I was very politically active. I was a college Republican. I was a conservative. I came from a conservative Hispanic family, military background. So it wasn't like I suddenly became a Republican. I always sort of grew up in a household that was. I was involved with this organization, if you think way, way, way back, Eric,
right,
called Empower America. And I invited my roommates to come to a conference where Jack Kemp was at. And there was this young staffer who remembers me more than I remembered him from that meeting, because obviously I was doing the show and he was a staffer on the show and excited that MTV was coming to Empower America.
Yeah.
His name was Paul Ryan.
Never heard of him. Wow.
So that's how far. I actually met Paul Ryan before I met my husband. I met him when I did this conference. But you know what? What was interesting about doing that show was at the age of 22, I learned the most important lesson that I've carried with me my entire adult life, I learned on MTV. And that is the myth of liberal tolerance. I was entirely open to learning about the lives of all my roommates who were, one had AIDS, in fact, died within a year of filming the show. There was a Muslim hip hop artist. There was an Asian girl who was in medical school. All my roommates were liberal. One was apolitical.
What year was this?
1993, 1994.
Yeah.
And they were as intolerant of conservatives as you see now they were back then. And I learned that lesson very early, and I think it's really helped me to keep that in mind.
I learned that lesson when I went to college. I went to Yale University, and I grew up in an immigrant, patriotic American family,
just like
working
me.
Class. And when I went to Yale, it was the first time I encountered that universe. And this was in the early to mid-'80s. And already the PC worldview was firmly in place. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing. And I bumped into it like bumping into a glass wall, like
yes,
bang. But okay, so you experienced this literally while you're filming MTV. Now, was your husband also in the show?
Not in that show. So a few years later, they did a reunion show where they picked one person from the first five casts and sent us on this amazing travel adventure across America and into New Zealand. And we traveled together and we met. And it was awesome.
And
we've been together ever since.
And this is your husband, who is now a congressman.
He's a congressman, yeah.
How long has he been a congressman?
8.5 years. So he came in that Tea Party 2010 sweep. He took out a 42-year incumbent Democrat. So our district had been held in Democrat hands for 42 years. And it is now solidly conservative. This is the district that took Trump over the line in Wisconsin and basically handed him the presidency.
Get out.
Yes, it's a blue-collar Democrat district. It will be as important in the next election as it was in 2016, except Hillary didn't realize that the path to the presidency went through Wisconsin's 7th district. And my husband had really sort of pioneered being a reality TV star, just
right,
like the president.
Right.
So he sort of forged that path for the president. And two, he had taken that populist message that Reagan used to have, probably when you remember from your 1980s.
I remember it well.
And you know, there are these very conservative Democrats who are willing to vote for Republicans or an independent if they have the right message.
Of course.
And that's
a lot of those people voted. I mean, it's interesting because you could see this. A lot of those kind of swing voters voted for Clinton and not George Bush Senior. A lot of them voted for Reagan. It is interesting, and those are the kind of people, yeah, you find in places like Wisconsin and the Rust Belt.
But who knew that that was the path to the presidency? I mean, Hillary didn't even go to Wisconsin, let alone to this northern, very unknown part of Wisconsin, the northwestern corner.
Whoa! I know where I'm campaigning now.
Yeah.
Okay, you've written a children's book. We're here to talk about your children's book. Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Written by Rachel Campos Duffy, illustrated by Richard Johnson. Beautiful cover.
Thank you.
We're not going to let you talk about this now because we're going to go to a break, but we're excited to have you. When we come back, I want to ask you about this book, and I want to ask you if you think Hillary Clinton will run for president again.
Good question.
We have enough time. Yes or no?
No, I don't think. I think she's done.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
Rachel, you're wrong.
Why do you think she'll run again?
Because they do not have a path forward with anybody right now. And like an old bass coming out of the weeds, she's going to say, oh, I'll save America. I think we're going to get to it. Anyway.
She has her other twin, Elizabeth Warren. I mean,
yeah,
she's
No. Well, yeah, that's the only good point that people can make. Say she's not going to run. So you made it, of course. We'll be right back with Hillary Campos Duffy.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Paul McCartney and Wings. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with Rachel Campos Duffy, who has a new children's book out called Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. So I have to ask you, Rachel, what made you decide to write a children's book, your first children's book? You've got eight kids with one on the way. Why did you wait so long?
Because this story is personal. It's based and inspired on a true story. So when my husband was elected to Congress, neither he or I or any of my kids had ever been inside the Capitol building before. So one of the privileges that I've had as being a congressional spouse is watching my kids at these very formative ages, walk the halls of Congress, think it's kind of normal to do that, you know, and whenever they come see daddy, they take another tour of the Capitol. But on the first trip that my then 4-year-old daughter had in D.C. shortly after her dad was elected, she became fascinated with the Capitol building, which, as you know, is magnificent and
beautiful. It's hard to do it justice how beautiful it is. I was
in D.C.
recently, and I was at a great distance, and I looked at it, and I thought, I cannot believe how big and gorgeous that building is.
It really is, at night especially. But she kept focusing on something that I had missed, which is at the very top of the dome, there is this statue. It's actually the highest point in all of D.C. And she immediately saw this. She became mesmerized with the statue, true story, and she wanted to know all about it. I didn't know much about the Capitol, let alone the statue that I hadn't even noticed until she pointed out. And it turns out it's Lady Freedom, and I learned everything I could about it so I could, you know, feed her curiosity. And when I told her about it, she had this interesting reaction, and that was that she wanted to be Lady Freedom.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, she literally had amazing questions. She said, I want to be Lady Freedom, you know, how can I come down if I get tired? Can my siblings come up and visit me? Will the sword be too heavy? She had all these fabulous questions.
Oh, this is so cute.
She wanted to be Lady Freedom. And I started to think about that because, as you know, I'm an activist. I'm a conservative. I believe in freedom and protecting it.
Yeah.
And I started to realize we all want to be Lady Freedom.
Yeah. Now, when you say Lady Freedom, many people would know her as Lady Liberty. Is that right?
No, she is Lady Freedom.
This is different.
Yes.
From Lady Liberty.
Yes.
Really?
This is Lady Freedom on the top of the U.S. Capitol. And you can read all about her. Actually, Abraham Lincoln erected.
I've never heard of this.
Exactly. It's sort of this unknown piece of history. And what I noticed, you know, this in the story, you know, your parents are immigrants. My mother is an immigrant. This story, I sort of took the inspiration from Paloma, but this is about a little girl whose father becomes a U.S. citizen. If you turn to the first page, you know, you see the citizenship ceremony. If you've never been to one, they're pretty inspirational. And her dad wants to celebrate it by going to the Capitol. She's like me when I was in kindergarten and my mom became a citizen. I'm like, what's the big deal about being an American? I didn't understand that either. And she doesn't want to go. She's going to miss a birthday party.
Right.
She goes to the Capitol. She ends up getting lost inside the Capitol, which is also based on, I lost Paloma when she was 2 at Disney World, which was a very traumatic experience. So I took that and incorporated that into the story. And in the process, a Capitol policeman finds her, and she has this adventure in the Capitol. She discovers other Lady Freedoms, i.e. Rosa Parks statue is in there, other ideas about America. And she starts to understand why her father brought her to the Capitol and how much she loves America. And I thought, you know, you and I write children's books. If you go to the children's section in your local bookstore at Barnes & Noble, everything is about diversity. It's a very trendy topic right now.
Oh, you think?
I love the cross-eyed.
I know. Yeah. I did like one of those. It's so horrifying. It's basically, it's kind of like the LGBTQ stuff. Like, there's this agenda. It's inescapable in the world of children's books.
Exactly.
If you don't write a book on one of those two topics, they kind of look at you like, well, this is not what's trending right now.
Well,
which is
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there are gatekeepers to make sure that books like this don't get out.
Oh, frankly. I've met them all.
I know. So
I've
have
met
I.
Them all. Yep.
And so what I decided was I wanted, you know, we're so focused on diversity at the same time that we're all complaining about the polarization in the country, right? As parents, as adults, we're forgetting to tell our kids stories about what unites us as Americans. And so that's what this book has two very personal things for me. One is this idea of what unites us as Americans, our history, so that's in here, our love of freedom, and our pursuit of the American dream, which is something that immigrants and native-borns both want. The other point is, you know, we hear a lot about immigration. And
oh, do we?
We do, all day, all night. And there's been a very dangerous thing, which is this conflation of illegal immigration and legal immigration. And this is the story of a family like mine, like yours, who went through the legal immigration
Your
process
properly.
Your mother
grew up in Spain?
She grew up in Spain and married an American soldier and on her own decided, taught herself English, because that's the language of opportunity in America, and then decided when I was in kindergarten she wanted to become a citizen. And I think that this idea of conflating immigration, illegal immigration and legal immigration, this idea of decriminalizing crossing at the border, all of that is also devaluing citizenship, which
That's
is
right.
the most beautiful process, which is why I think my mom is the most patriotic person you'll ever meet in America, because she went through this process. And so this book has a lot of stuff in it for parents.
I was going to say, I think, you know, you're one of those people that we're like in violent agreement on everything. When I hear you talk, I realize this is I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It for Adults, which is the same concept, is to help people understand what unites us as a people, which is just, it's so beautiful. And we're not teaching it in schools, basically.
No.
We're just teaching, you know, the diversity.
How do we unite, Eric, when we don't even teach our kids history? My kids
That's
are
right.
taught more about global warming than they are about the American Revolution in their school.
You need to get your kids out of that school.
I know.
Okay, well, that's in all seriousness. Now, you're talking about losing your two-year-old in the Capitol, mm-hmm. right? And that's like my idea. Like, I think if we had had eight kids, we would have lost like two or three of them by now. Like,
it's
how
worse.
Do you keep
I
track?
Lost her in Disney World. And I'll tell you in the
I'm sorry, in Disney World,
I lost
right?
her in Disney World, which is worse.
right.
There's no Capitol Police in Disney World.
Right. Where'd you find her? Like sitting on Lincoln's lap in the Hall of Presidents?
No, it was horrible. It was like 20 minutes. That felt like 20 hours. And I'll tell you, when you lose a child that age, the deals you make with God in that moment, and also as you look around, everyone looks like a pedophile. Everybody does in that moment. And then you have the Disney people telling you to calm down, which makes you even more mad. And luckily, within 20 minutes, and I had all my little kids in a corner praying, and me and my husband looking around, and I was so convinced that somebody had taken her. She's a beautiful,
well, I
sweet
mean,
little two-year-old.
Let's be honest. If you lose a little kid in Disney World, that's the first place your brain is going to go as a parent.
Totally. I saw all the strollers and I thought how easy it would be. Just throw her in a stroller, roll her out. Of course, Disney says that doesn't happen. 20 minutes later, they said someone found her and she's at City Hall. And the next day we had tickets and we didn't go to Disney because we were also traumatized. So I incorporated the idea of getting lost and being afraid and finding that courage and how the Capitol policeman who knows at this point that she is you know, mesmerized by Lady Freedom, tells her to call on that courage of Lady Freedom. Because if you notice, there's one thing, you might find this kind of interesting. If you look at Lady Freedom on the top of the statue, on the top of the dome, she's facing east. The reason why is she's facing England. She's very protective and vigilant of our freedom.
Whoa.
And she's the defender. And just think, our founding fathers, Abraham Lincoln, you know, commissioned this statue. At the highest point of our Capitol, he puts a woman there to defend freedom and liberty. Isn't that interesting?
But Lincoln commissioned that part of it. Like, I've forgotten those details. I mean, I know with, you know, Pierre L'Enfant, whatever they designed it, but the idea that he designed even that part of the Capitol, I had no idea.
So he commissioned it. There were lots of iterations of how they changed her. One of the things that was really interesting, if you look at her helmet here, the original drawing that was made of it was that she was going to wear, and Roman statues normally had this certain cap that freed slaves wore. And I think it was
the Phrygian cap.
Right.
I just happen to know that.
I did not know that until I studied this. And actually, the war secretary at the time, who had to also sign off on this, said, that's not appropriate. Because in America now, this is post-abolition, in the Civil War, we're born free. And so that's why they decided to change the cap and make it like a Native American feathers, and they put stars in the front.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. They said, we can't have a freed slave cap when we don't longer have freedom, and now everyone is born free. Isn't that amazing?
I love learning stuff like this. I love it. And this is why I was excited. One of the reasons I was excited to have you on is because I think it's important. I say it almost on every program, to teach our kids and to teach ourselves, if we don't know this, what it means to be an American, and all these details that were so important to the founders. And by the way, nobody appreciated this more than Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I mean, if anybody admires Lincoln adored the founding generation and revered them. Absolutely. And so it's important that we learn these things. And I think if somebody listening to this program just gets the idea to visit Washington, D.C., it's just a wonderful thing to do. I mean, we all ought to make a pilgrimage with our kids. When we come back, more with Rachel Campos Duffy. The book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rain from the outermost bands of Hurricane Dorian are pelting downtown Charleston, South Carolina. The city sits on a peninsula that already floods at high tide, so the city is expecting big trouble as Dorian's storm surge tops a 10-foot high tide on Thursday. Hundreds of people in low-lying areas are evacuating to shelters ahead of the storm, supported by Red Cross volunteers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the UN is supporting rescue and relief efforts led by the Bahamas government and is now part of assessment teams that are planning to deploy today to areas that were devastated by the storm. An attempt by British lawmakers to stop the country from leaving the EU without a divorce deal has passed its first major hurdle in Parliament, the House of Commons voting to approve the bill in principle, sending it on for further debate and another vote that will happen later today. This is SRN News.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Rachel Campos Duffy. The new children's book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. This is so wonderful. And the people at Regnery have done a much better job with your book than with my books so far. They're terrible. They don't pay any advance. Then why'd you go with them, Eric? Because I like them. Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom it's unifying. And I think that I'm not kidding. That's what I tried to do with my kids' books mm-hmm. on Donald the Caveman, because you and I know that I think those of us on the right politically need to work hard at that, because clearly the left is not wanting to be friendly. They're basically saying we're going to resist this president. He's not my president, which is unprecedented in our history that you would have the other side behave so petulantly, childishly, bitterly. Anyway, so this is a unifying book. So congratulations for thinking about that.
Thank you. And you're right. It is a very divisive time. And a lot of times as conservatives, because we are being pushed out of the culture so much. And there are so many gatekeepers trying to keep us out. And a lot of times it can be frustrating. We're watching TV or we're reading something or seeing something that, you know, speaks to the things that you're talking about as well. And we feel helpless, or we want to throw our shoe at the, but we have to understand they don't have as much power as we think they have over us or our children. We are our children's first teachers.
Right.
We are the most important influence in their lives. And grandparents, I say that to you too, because I believe grandparents very much underestimate the impact that they have on their grandkids.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're tiptoeing around, you know, their liberal daughter-in-law or whatever. They're your grandkids. And so you can buy them this book and you can teach them this
message.
I love
this.
Because I think that we think that, you know, look, they own the pop culture. The liberals have our universities. They have our schools. They have a monopoly on the education system, but they don't yet have our house. They don't yet have our living room and our kitchen table. And what we need to do is start promoting the books and the materials out there, buy them, support them, because if there are really gatekeepers trying to keep these kinds of messages out.
There's no question. And again, like we are on the same page so much that it actually cracks me up. You realize, too, that my books and your book here. Now, this is a question for people listening to this program. If you go into a Barnes & Noble, you go into a store, are they carrying Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom?
Question.
I could say the same thing. Are they carrying my Donald Builds the Wall?
Chelsea's books.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the gatekeepers, I have noticed this, actually, that when I go into bookstores – a lot of times my book isn't there. And you realize that we have to understand this and we have to take action. So I tell all my friends, you know, you need to get this, and you need to ask the bookseller, why don't you carry this? What, you know, I just saw this book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Why aren't you carrying it? Because guess what? 50% of the Americans would jump on it or more. You know, it's one of those things that it's not a divisive book. So when we talk about the gatekeepers, it's not just in the world of publishing. It's in the world of libraries. It's in the world of bookstores.
Yeah, your school
and on and on.
Library.
There's nothing in this book that is against what you could teach in a public school.
Yeah. And, you know, there is an agenda in the public schools. And that's why the first thing I did was hand this to the principal at my school. And I'm going to make sure it's in there.
So your kids go to a public school?
No. My kids go to a private school. But one of my kids, I have an interesting story that kind of speaks to some of the stuff you're talking about. One of my kids, up until this past year, went to a public school because he had a speech impediment, and the public school just offered better services. And to be honest, the people that worked there were amazing and helped him tremendously. But one of the things I noticed at the school was that after Donald Trump was elected, the picture of Obama remained in the school office. And so
did you have to say Heil Hitler when you passed it?
I didn't, but I did ask them, why, you know, the election has happened. Why hasn't this picture been changed? Because this has always been the place where we put the president. Now it's Donald Trump. Their answer was, well, they didn't send us a picture from the White House to whatever. So then I went and got a photo of Donald Trump, and I brought it to the school. And
you're,
I said,
one of those troublemaking mothers.
I'm one of those troublemaking
mothers. I love.
I didn't want to cause too much trouble, because truthfully, they were so good to my son, and they were such good professionals when it came to the speech therapy. But I was really, I felt like, in the name of democracy, I mean, election was won.
It's a little creepy that they would have a photo of Obama after he has ceased to be the president.
Exactly.
That's a little creepy.
So I gave it to them, and they begrudgingly put it up. But when I went, my son had to go back after we left the school the next year. He still was getting tutored, and they took the picture down.
I have to say,
because they no longer had the troublemaking mom there to.
Well,
so that
is,
kind of stuff
thing.
Happens.
I think if your parents immigrated to this country as your mom did and my parents did, there's a feistier attitude in a way. But
it's true.
I think that one of the downsides of the American character, we know all the upsides, but there's
right.
a downside that I want everybody to like me. Everybody kind of we want to get along and stuff like that. So we don't push back. And if
yes.
parents would lovingly say things like that, I mean, if you notice something in your school, mention it. Now, here's the issue. If five other parents mention the same thing, they'll do something about
That's
it.
That's true.
But Americans are famously tight-lipped. We just don't want to be controversial. And I think, well, then it's on us. We are to blame if you don't speak up. So congratulations for speaking up, Rachel. And I really think that if moms and dads would do more of this, do it politely.
Yeah.
But do it, you're going to see these things change. We're going to be right back with Rachel Campos Duffy. The new book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom.
Man plays guitar and singing for a song. Will you help
him? Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Berenel Stutzman is an award-winning floral artist, grandmother, business owner, and a Christian. Berenel serves all who come into her flower shop, including one of her favorite customers, Rob, for nearly a decade. When Rob asked her to design floral arrangements for a same-sex wedding, she couldn't accept this request because of her religious faith about marriage. So she held Rob's hands and told him that. They hugged and parted ways. Since then, the government and the ACLU have relentlessly pursued Berenel. The ACLU's lawsuit threatens to take every penny she's got. ADF will ask the Supreme Court to hear her case.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is being attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Metaxas.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Rachel, you remember that one, right? The Brothers Gibb. I got to ask you, Rachel, we're both, even though we look shockingly young, we have kids in college. It's really impossible to believe. You do the math, doesn't make sense. But you and I both have kids in college. And this this is all through education, and it is most dramatically present in the academy, in colleges and universities, where kids are facing a monolithic liberal worldview, yes. And they're sort of afraid to speak up because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be the one.
They don't want to be the one. They don't want to damage their grades. They don't want to have the professor embarrass them or take it out on them. And I have a child at the University of Chicago, which actually among all the liberal universities, at least tries to pretend like they're
They put out a statement of academic freedom. This is back about a year
ago. Yeah, they
did. I was stunned. I thought this is amazing that the University of Chicago, which is one of those elite universities, that they would take a stand like this. And even the fact that you'd have to take a stand, but they were one of the good ones.
Yeah, they do try. And I would say that, you know, as a, you know, minority conservative, my daughter, I think, has had, you know, definitely some pushback, some issues, but she's also had some support for where, you know, her points of view. And I think that that's really good. The dirty little secret is this is all going on much younger, that socialism and many of the ideas are actually coming up from elementary, junior high, and high school. And this is where I think, you know, conservatives have been so focused on the university that they are forgetting that they're starting younger and younger. They need to, because their ideas don't work. So you've got to start the indoctrination earlier.
I'm just thinking, if only people like you and me would write children's books. I believe someday in the future we might do that.
Yeah.
Maybe Regnery will publish them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I want to teach. But it's kind of funny because you're teaching basic values in this book. Obviously, in my books, it's the same thing. Like you want to communicate these things to kids so that as they come up in school, they have these values.
Right.
And they have something to push back with.
There's no better symbol of how we have failed to pass on American values than the fact that if you poll college students right now, they are the least in favor of free speech. They're the ones who want these speech codes. It's never been like that. Even in the 60s, the Berkeley kids were like, you know, we want free speech. Now, what's happened is even conservative kids who come from conservative families, what they're doing is even more dangerous. They are self-censoring themselves. They are self-censoring. So when my daughter was in high school at a Catholic school, I, you know, as I write, they like me to edit their papers. And so I can't tell you how many times she came and said, here's my paper, we'll get it. Please don't get mad because I just wrote what the teacher wanted me to say. So they're already learning in high school and junior high to self-censor, to write to the professor in order to get the grade. That's really dangerous. If you think about it, it's really dangerous.
Right.
Now, I'm glad my daughter is getting confronted with other points of view. I think that when I was on The Real World on MTV, I changed some views and some of my views got stronger. Some of my conservative values got stronger because it is good. You know, metal against metal, you kind of fight those things. You have to think those things out. The problem is the other side is not engaging in that debate. And that's why they're so afraid when, you know, little Ben Shapiro shows up at campus. You know, it's like they're it's like, you know, you'd think that like, it's, you know, yeah, Conan like the Barbarian showed up.
Or Godzilla. It is kind of funny. I think what we're dealing with here, it's very, very philosophically, very deep in the sense that let's say we have the facts on our side and the logic on our side. These people have, in a sense, gone back before Western civilization
to it's almost like a pagan worldview that they say, you know, logic is a patriarchal Western value.
Yes.
It's an extreme. They don't necessarily say that, but they think, well, you can keep your stupid racist logic. They don't really believe in anything. In other words, you can't find common ground with someone if they don't believe in logic, if they don't believe in argument, if they think those things are patriarchal Western constructions. But a lot of people do. So we're up against a lot.
Well, we're up against an education system that turns out people like AOC who have no idea about history, who she sees all these. I mean, think about the prosperity that we enjoy in this country, the blessings, the opportunities. They come about because of a very specific economic system and a very specific history that I am convinced she truly graduated from Boston University with never encountering.
Well, I think there are a lot of people graduating from high schools and colleges in America, and they know so little that it's actually frightening to me.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if she really understood things, she would understand that in a country that doesn't have the kind of freedoms that we have, she'd be crushed like a bug.
Right.
Right. In other words, we allow dissent. We allow people to say idiotic things, controversial things, and all of those things which they get to do. They don't seem to understand that it comes out of the founding mindset that
Absolutely.
Says that, you know, the individual is sacred and you can say things that I disagree with. And that's part of who we are.
And that our freedoms come from God and not from government. I mean, so basic, so basic. But they don't understand that concept. They're not being taught it. In fact, they're being taught that our founders were very bad men.
Yeah. Isn't it extraordinary? I mean, the idea that we look at people that way, it's we're kind of at a tipping point in the culture, it seems to me. And that's why people who think the way we do really have to fight. Because if we lose this, I always say there's no America waiting in the wings. It's not like there's another country with these values that can step up and
so
do
true.
Better. We're it. And Lincoln was the one, he's called us the last best hope of earth. In other words, in terms of governments, what else, who do we have out there? I mean, China is, they are, you know, torturing Christian pastors for not towing the line. They're forcing women to abort their children. I mean, you know, these are monstrous things that are going on around the world. And most young people in America simply aren't aware.
Or it's just kind of papered over by their professors. I mean, you know, China is, if you talk to many college kids, they'll tell you that we're the oppressors in China. You know, it's like everything's on its head. Everything's on its head. But it really starts with us as parents, because if we think we can subcontract or outsource the education of our kids to this liberal education monopoly that's, you know, based on social justice and all this kind of stuff. There's no hope. We are the answer. We have to step forward.
I love it.
We have to take responsibility for our kids and teach them to be the happy warriors who are informed and able to go into the world and be that light.
Si se puede.
Si
We're going to be
puede.
Right back with Rachel Campos Duffy. The book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Stick around.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Dorian pushing its way northward off the Florida shoreline with still dangerous 105 mile per hour winds. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says officials are concerned about the storm's impact on South and North Carolina.
Potentially hurricane force winds, certainly tropical storm force, as well as a storm surge, 4 to 7 feet, and then a significant rain event up to 10 inches or more in parts of the Carolinas.
Charleston, South Carolina, already being pelted. The city sits on a peninsula that already floods at high tide, so the city expecting big trouble as Dorian's storm surge tops at 10-foot high tide on Thursday. The U.S. mainland already recording its first death in connection with Dorian, that of an 85-year-old man in North Carolina who fell off a ladder while trying to prepare his home for the storm. On Wall Street, the Dow had 217 points. The NASDAQ is up 92. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas' show. All the bumper music on this program is pre-MTV. No offense, Rachel Campos Duffy. Okay, so we will not play Prince, for example. No, but seriously, there's so much going on in your life. You have 8 kids, the 9th on the way, and your husband is a congressman. So what is your life like? We've just got a few minutes left, but I mean, you guys live in Wisconsin. He's going to D.C. You're doing TV in New York. You're a busy lady.
We're busy, which is why last week he announced he was going to resign at the end of this month, because our last baby here appears to have some medical issues. And we just want to create the time that we need, the space we need to deal with that, and then see what God has in store for us after. It's a busy life. Even if you had 2 or 3 kids, it's a crazy life. Add 9, and what I do on the side here is pretty intense. So we just started to see some cracks in the program, and we're like, you know what? This baby is the final sign, I think, that God's giving us that we need to take a break. But it's a tough life. I mean, politicians get a lot of criticism, but they spend 4 days a week in Washington, D.C. Then they come back. They have to, you know, give time to their family, give time to their constituents. There's a lot of work involved. My husband was really good at it, which is why it was so hard for me, even as a wife, to see him, you know, step down.
Does he feel that y'all will keep the seat, so to speak? I mean, what do you think?
I think in this cycle, you know, our district loves Donald Trump. It's a blue-collar district that loves Donald Trump. But I think it'll be tough in the next cycle, unless there's a really good candidate in there. But no doubt the Democrats are eyeing that. They know that my husband has held onto that seat quite nicely and gained ground for Republicans after it being in Democrat hands for so long, 42 years. So they're going to be eyeing that district. And Donald Trump and his team better be looking at that district very closely. Because
What number of congressional district?
It's Wisconsin 7th district, and it was the path to the White House. It went right through that district, right to the White House. For Donald Trump, it was the district that voted the most for Donald Trump in terms of percentages, very important to his election.
So that swung Wisconsin.
It absolutely swung Wisconsin. It really did.
Swung or swang? I'm the English
swung.
Major.
I think swung.
It's
good.
Swung. It's definitely swung.
Yes.
Okay. So you are still, though, you're traveling to New York. You travel to New York. I mean, it's incomprehensible to most of us who don't have 8 kids.
Yeah, well, I travel about twice a month. But listen, Fox News, to their credit, they are the most mommy-friendly company that I could ever dream of working for. They literally asked me, days work for you? And I come out and I work my little tail off for, you know, 1 or 2 days that I'm here.
And what shows are you principally on?
Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
I will sometimes guest host when people are on vacation, and I'll do segments. I also do Outnumbered. I've been doing Outnumbered for 5 years, so I'm a regular guest on that show. And then I have a studio about 5 minutes from my house. I could have one in my house, but it's probably not the best for me. It's really actually a good idea for me to get in the car and drive away from them.
I was going to say, you got to get away because the kids could burst into the
they
studio.
Could, totally.
While you're doing a live hit.
They you, totally
you,
could.
You remember that video that went viral?
Yes, with the guy on the... It's the best.
The greatest thing I have probably ever seen on the
Because anyone who does our line of work can relate to that.
Oh, what a nightmare. Okay, we're out of time. Rachel Campos Duffy, it's just terrific to get to know you a little bit.
Thank you, you too.
Congratulations on everything you do, and congratulations on the new book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. I hope people will go into the bookstores and say, hey, hey, how come you don't carry that book by Rachel Campos Duffy? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jared.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.